Hello. Big breath in.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Big breath.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Madam, my name is Harry from eBay, so how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I haven't ordered nothing from eBay. Big breath.
All right, ma'am. So that means, ma'am, it is a legal transaction. So what I'm doing right now, I will stop that payment and I can refund the money. All right?
Yes, please, because that's
so first of all, madam, please tell me one thing. Like, did you share your any personal information with any other one? Like your family member or your friends, anything like that?
No, I don't.
All right, ma'am. So that means, ma'am, it is a legal transaction. So what I'm doing right now, I will stop that payment and I can refund that money. All right?
Yes.
So, madam, tell me that, like, what type of device you are using right now, like Apple, iPhone, or this Android?
Samsung 22.
All right. So why I'm asking you, ma'am, because I'm sending you the cancellation form and the security firewall behalf of the hacker, all right?
Yes.
So, madam, do one thing. Touch on your speaker mode and come back your normal screen where you can see your wallpaper. And open up your Play Store application. The Play Store, P-L-A-Y, Play Store. Open up that.
So how did it come with that?
Sorry?
Okay,
click on home, ma'am. Click on home. The middle of the button.
Yeah.
Look your screen on the bottom. You can see the circle one on the bottom. Click on that.
On my Play Store.
And then you can see your Yes. Open up your Play Store. And look on your screen on the top, right? You can see the search panel.
Yeah.
Like written over there, search for apps and games, right? Click on that.
Yeah. Yep.
And type on the search panel eBay, E B A Y eBay,
and
give a space. Then eBay, then give a space, then A N Y D E S K.
F what?
eBay,
what?
Then space, space. eBay space.
Yep.
Then any desk, eBay any desk.
Yep.
Then click on search. Then what you got on your screen, let me know.
Made in China.
Sorry?
Made in China, what's this? Any desk, eBay any desk, I don't understand what's going on.
I did not get that, what did you say, ma'am?
eBay, any desk has come up, made in China, B2B trade.
No, you can see any like any desk remote desktop software.
No.
Sorry?
No, I don't.
Okay, what can you see right now? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes, what can you see on your screen right now?
You told me to type in eBay any desk, yes?
Then you get to see anything come up, like any desk remote desktop software? You got any application?
Yeah. But one?
Yeah, click on that.
Which one?
Any desk remote desktop. Any desk remote desktop. Click on that.
Yep. Yep.
Then click on install. You got an install option? Click on install.
Yep, done it. What am I doing this for?
Ma'am, this application, ma'am, created by anti-fraud department of eBay, right? At first, I will connect with our anti-fraud department, then I can send you the form. And you need to fill out the form by your end, then you get your money, like $299, ma'am. You're not giving any authorized transaction, so that's why I want to refund that money, all right?
Okay.
So, madam, if you've done that, then come up like open, right? Then you need to click on open.
Yep, I'm just waiting for the download.
Oh, so it's downloading. All right, take your time, ma'am. So at first, ma'am, could you tell me, when did you last use your card? Do you remember? Like few days ago, few months ago?
I haven't used my card on eBay.
All right. Not eBay, ma'am. I'm asking you, when did you last use your card, like any shopping mall, supermarket, grocery shop, or like any internet shops like Wish, Amazon?
Probably a while ago.
A while ago, all right. Any like internet shops? Sorry?
My card has actually stopped working.
All right, I understand. No worry. So what can you see right now on your screen?
Still loading.
Sorry?
It's still loading.
It's still loading, all right. It's downloading or like installing?
Still downloading.
It's downloading. So how much percent, ma'am? Like 30%, 50%, 90%?
Still waiting, like it hasn't even started to load.
Okay, any different? Yes.
There you go, it's loading now.
Okay, you got an open option?
Yep, 26%, 36%,
okay.
50%, 60%.
All right, take your time, ma'am. Your internet's very slow, right? So that's why you're getting some more time, all right? Take your time, ma'am, no worries. If you've done that, then come up, like, open. And you need to click on open, all right?
Yeah.
Ma'am, the thing is that, like, whenever, ma'am, you can go online and use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online
okay,
activities.
Okay, open. Now what do I do?
All right. Click on open.
Yeah.
Then you can see, like, any tutorials or, like, any terms and conditions.
Yep.
Yes. Click on the terms and conditions.
Loading.
Okay, what do you got? Hello?
Yes, I can it now.
All right, you can open. Allow. Okay. You got any OK option? Click on OK.
Yeah,
click on OK.
Yeah.
Then you can see any number come up. You got any number come up?
Huh?
Any number come up? Any cancellation code number come up? Like your address?
Yeah. It goes your address.
Please confirm.
With the number.
Please confirm me the number, ma'am. This number is your cancellation code number. Please confirm
eight
me that.
888-187-466.
Okay. Can you repeat this number once again, ma'am?
808-187-446.
All right. And below that, right? Below that, the number, you can see any, like, set password written over there?
Yep.
Click on the set password?
Yep.
And scroll down a little bit, then you get to see, like, any permission profiles, any option you got? Scroll down a little bit.
Yep.
Then you get to see, like, any, like permission profiles.
Wait, what am I looking for?
Okay, what can see what come up, ma'am, on your screen?
It's got inactive access permissions.
Yes.
Access.
Scroll down.
Yeah.
You get to select permission profiles. You got the option. Yes. Click on the permission profile.
Yeah.
Then what you got?
Yeah. Default screen sharing,
selected. Yes, because the fourth option, unattended access.
Attended access.
Yes, unattended access. Then come up like enable unattended access. Any option come up on your screen, like checkbox.
Yeah. Yeah, it just says default screen sharing still access unattended.
Yes, click on yes, click on that unattended access. Click on that, the fourth option.
Yep.
Then you go to see any option like enable unattended access.
Yep.
Click on that. Asking for password.
Yep.
Yeah, so put the password, ma'am. All should be lowercase, all right? And don't need to use any space between the password.
Yep,
the password is S as in sugar.
What would I put your password in for? I'm not
getting it. Yes, yes. So put on that S. S
but
as
why
in
would
sugar.
I, why would I put, listen to me, why would I put your password for my shit?
Ma'am, it's like your security formula, right, ma'am?
It sounds like you're frauding me.
And this, sorry?
It sounds like you're trying to fraud me.
No. I'm giving you the protection, ma'am. All right? I can generate the password for you, ma'am. All right.
But why would I let someone else have my password?
Okay, I'm telling you the password, all right, ma'am? The password is secure 1234. All right.
Nah.
Ma'am, I won't generate the security firewall into your device.
Nah.